SVI Media here today with Chuck Butterfield. He's overseeing the Grays River Collaborative with the Forest Service. Chuck, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dan. I'm glad to be here and have an opportunity to talk about what we've done and kind of where we're headed with the Collaborative.
Now, most recently, the Collaborative has been focusing on the Grays River area. Just a reminder of some of the projects that have been done there.
Yeah, you know, that the original intent with the Collaborative when it got started in 2017 was to help, you know, with capacity with the Forest Service on various projects that the Forest Service is, you know, lacking capacity and trying to help them move forward. So we've been kind of instrumental in helping push forward the Grays River Road fuels treatment, and that also includes the work along the Grover Park Road. And that's the intent there, to reduce some fuels along there, to be able to do some holding work if we do have a fire, kind of open that up there. We've also been working quite a bit with looking at reducing the amount of fuels between Alpine and, say, the Grays River feed ground there. And that's been kind of a focus along with the Alpine Area Wildfire Protection Coalition on that. One of the key things we really want to do is to see if we can't, you know, get a little bit more work done for utilizing this timber that we have up here. One of the things the Collaborative is really focused on is multiple use. And we have a lot of these trees up here that have become kind of decadent. We've had some pine beetle infestation. And we have a resource there that we really need to tap into. And, you know, it's a source of economic income for the surrounding area. But one of the things we're looking at is how do we move that beyond just firewood? You know, what are some potentials there for, say, post and pole work there? Wood chips to be able to do a biofuel type project. We've worked with a few people to increase their capacity for firewood, but then also, you know, what else is out there? Is there potential for some saw log out of there? We do have a timber sale that we helped the Forest Service do down in Tri-Basin, and that is waiting to be, you know, taken. It hasn't been harvested yet, I should say. And then we've got about five other timber sales identified that we want to do, and we're kind of working along with the Forest Service to increase their capacity on trying to increase the, you know, ability to get that done. It's, you know, most of the way through NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, which we have to consider a lot of the environmental aspects, but also lynx and white bark pine have really come to the forefront that we've got to work on. But a lot of that looks to be pretty well settled. But now it's a matter of capacity of going out and being able to do botanical clearances, be able to do the cruising of the timber, and then to also look at the roads. You know, what's the potential for being able to get logging trucks in and out? And then along that line, that tomorrow I will meet with this organization out of Montana called the Beck Group. And the Beck Group is in the process of doing what's often referred to as a wood basket study or a product study for the region. And we're looking at not only the Caribou Targhee and the Bridger Teton, but the entire Bridger Teton all the way from Kimmer all the way up to Black Rock. And so
what might we see as coming from working with that group? What might we see as a potential project?
Well, you know, what will come out of there, we're hoping, is they're going to identify areas where and give us some tools to work with to do some economic development to, you know, where I talked about post and pole, pellets or something like that. They'll give us an idea there and then also give us a little bit of leverage for maybe getting some of these timber sales completed and done.
Oh, that would be very helpful. Now, as we look at the Grays River Collaborative in the coming year, could expand to be something that involves more or all of Lincoln County, right?
Correct, yeah. One of the things that we're looking at, the Lincoln County Conservation District out of Cokeville, and I have met with the towns of Kimmer and Diamondville and Cokeville, and then we've also met with the Forest Service down there and the BLM to start to look at other ways that we can engage the rest of the county, similar to what Sublette County has done, to look at, you know, a countywide aspect of it.
And you work with the conservation district, Star Valley to Kemmer Diamondville, is what I just heard, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. You know, the Grays River Forest Collaborative kind of works with the Star Valley Conservation District right now, and then the Lincoln County Conservation District out of Cokeville covers the rest of it all the way over to LaBarge. So that would bring in that part. So I'm working with them as well as the two federal agencies that are involved there.
Very good. Closing thoughts on your work with these conservation districts and with the collaborative effort as a whole with Bridger Teton and the region, it sounds like.
Well, you know, I think there's good opportunity. You know, it'd be an opportunity to hear from the public if they want to get a hold of us. We do have a project, hopefully, going with Grover Park, a master plan to look at grazing, recreation, timber management, fuels management in general. So there'll be that opportunity. And then, you know, we're open to opportunities on, you know, projects. There's also on the 16th, the Forest Service will be having a meeting from 5 to 8 in Afton, and it's also in Kemmerer and, you know, various other places of the Bridger-Teton on the forest plan. I will be there. It's an opportunity for folks to listen to the forest. And then if they want to engage me, I would be happy to talk to them as well.
Very good. Chuck Butterfield, working with the Grays River Collaborative, and it sounds like something that will be much expanded in the coming months. Dan Doxett, RSBI Media.